Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. You know, life can throw some serious curveballs our way, right? Unexpected challenges, disappointments, even those days where you just feel like hitting the snooze button on reality. But what if I told you that you have an inner wellspring of strength, a reservoir of resilience that's always there, waiting to be tapped into? That's exactly what we're diving into today. Cultivating that mental fortitude, that unshakable spirit that helps us not just weather the storms but actually thrive in the midst of them. Now, before you think this is some fluffy, think positive kind of deal, let me tell you, it's real talk. We're going to explore practical strategies, backed by ancient wisdom and modern science, that can help you build that inner strength, brick by brick. Because let's be honest, life isn't always sunshine and rainbows. There are going to be bumps in the road, tough conversations, moments where you feel completely knocked off your axis. But here's the thing. How we react to those moments, how we choose to navigate them, that's what truly defines us. So, buckle up, because these next 5 minutes are going to pack a punch. Here are some key takeaways to get you started. First up, embrace discomfort. Ever heard the saying, "What doesn't kill you makes you stronger"? Well, it's actually backed by science. Stepping outside your comfort zone, facing those things that make you nervous or anxious, that's where real growth happens. It's like training a muscle, the more you challenge it, the stronger it becomes. Next, cultivate self-awareness. Get to know yourself inside and out. What are your triggers, your strengths, your weaknesses? Understanding your own emotional landscape is crucial for navigating life's ups and downs. Think of it as having an internal GPS. The better you understand your terrain, the easier it is to find your way. Third, practice gratitude. Seriously, take a moment right now to think about something good in your life. It could be anything, big or small, a warm cup of coffee, a supportive friend, the feeling of sunshine on your skin. Focusing on the positive, even amidst challenges, can have a profound impact on your mental well-being. Number 4. Build strong connections. Human beings are social creatures by nature. Surrounding yourself with a supportive network of friends and loved ones provides a vital buffer against stress and adversity. You know that saying, "It takes a village." It's true. And finally, never underestimate the power of a good laugh. Laughter truly is the best medicine. Find humor in everyday situations, watch a funny movie, or spend time with people who make you giggle. Laughter releases endorphins, reduces stress, and can even boost your immune system. Now, let me tell you about a situation that perfectly illustrates these principles. Imagine this. You're giving a presentation at work, your heart is racing, your palms are sweating, and suddenly you realize, you've completely blanked. You feel a wave of panic rising, but then you remember the key takeaways we just discussed. First, you acknowledge the discomfort. It's okay to feel nervous, that's natural. Instead of letting it paralyze you, you use it as fuel to power through. Next, you tap into your self-awareness. You know your strengths are in storytelling and connecting with people. You shift gears, focus on engaging the audience, and weave a personal anecdote into your presentation. You remember to be grateful for this opportunity, for the chance to share your ideas, and even find humor in the slight stumble. And most importantly, you rely on your supportive network. You send a quick text to a colleague who's always got your back, reminding yourself that you're not alone in this. You navigate the situation with grace, confidence, and even a touch of humor, turning what could have been a disaster into a learning experience. So, remember, friends, building inner strength and resilience is an ongoing journey. It takes practice, dedication, and a willingness to embrace the messy, beautiful reality of life. But with each challenge overcome, each obstacle conquered, you'll find yourself growing stronger, wiser, and more capable than ever before. And that, my friends, is truly what it means to live a life of purpose and meaning. Now go out there, embrace those challenges head on, and remember, you've got this. Don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode. Let me know how these takeaways resonate with you. And for more daily doses of mental fortitude, subscribe to the podcast and join our awesome community online. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.